my way home. Just set a lot to breathe on Carson Road. Now, every time you're in the studio, I feel like I'm in class listening to a professor. Well, you pretty much are a professor. You regularly teach at the Desert Botanical Gardens and have another one coming up. Hang on just a second. Okay, go ahead.
I do have the privilege of teaching about 8 classes a year at the Desert Botanical Garden, and we have one coming up next weekend. It's on Sunday between 2 and 5 p.m. in the afternoon. And it's really a workshop. It's really great because we not only do some pruning demonstrations to help people see it and see it done, but then we actually let class participants do a little pruning on their own. So it's really a fun class, real interactive. There's only about 25 seats in the classroom. So if you are interested in attending that class, go right to the Desert Botanical Garden website and register there. And that's at dbg.org. DesertDBG.org.
I'd like to give a little testimony to that class. My dad and I took it and it has absolutely changed the way I prune. my yard has a much wilder feel, and it's actually very liberating. I don't have to spend near as much time out there.
Well, if you want to know a little bit about the art and science of pruning and kind of along the lines of what we talked about today, then it's a great class.
It helps to see it.
Yeah, it does. It's really a lot of fun.
And that's next Saturday. They would go to the Desert Botanical Gardens because they do all the scheduling. You're just there as the presenter. But if somebody wanted to get in contact directly with you, there's itreeservice.com.
You got
24/7. You have a number for us?
Sure. 602-788-0005, Monday through Friday, 7 till 4 p.m. You can contact our office staff if you need any help.
Very good. Becky, on citrus, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Eisenhower. I would like to ask about when and the best way to stress a citrus tree so you can produce that will produce fruit. I've got a Mineola Tangelo that's 5 years old and it's never produced fruit.
You know, I'm not certain about about stressing a tree to produce fruit. I would more look at your cultural conditions and try to analyze what causes there might be for that. I know some fruit trees are sporadic bloomers. That is, they have a little bit more unpredictable fruiting pattern, and it's not unusual to see that occur. But I know there are some stress factors, too, that prevent trees from blooming year after year after year. I had a blood orange that refused to bear fruit for about 6 years when I first transplanted it. And eventually it has produced some nice fruits. Not a lot. I only get about maybe 15 fruits out of this very small tree. But they finally did start blooming after several years. I would try to improve the cultural conditions, the irrigation, of course, nice deep slow watering, and, of course, some regular fertilizing.
Which we're coming up to if you're on the three-time-a-year schedule. The 1st of September is usually the indication.
Right,
to fertilize.
Labor Day is your 3rd in your Valentine's Day, Memorial Day, and Labor Day schedule. So, yeah, we're coming up on your 3rd and final fertilizing cycle.
Do you have a preference to fertilizer type or application?
Well, you know, there are some fertilizer specific fertilizer products for citrus that I would look at because they are going to give you your phosphorus, some other things that are going to help for your bloom and fruit production. But yeah, I would look at your local suppliers. I like to look for Arizona brands too because they are formulated for Arizona soil.
Hey, quick question for Patty, who was listening at the beginning of the hour when you were talking about the sago palm. She's getting ready to move. She has a beautiful sago palm. She hates to leave, but there's some little pups growing around it. Can she uproot those and take them, and what's the trick?
Absolutely. There's not a trick at all. The pups around sago palms are quite easy to transplant. You'll get as much of the root structure where they've grown up around the parent plant, and of course, you know, plant them into a nice potting soil for transport to their new location. But sago palms are very high-dollar plants, so if you can get some pups and save them, really good idea. because they're like I say, they're a beautiful plant. If you got some pups, if you can't use them all, give them to some neighbors or to your new neighbors, and they'll enjoy those too.
Well, we appreciate you spending this hour with us as always. And if somebody wants to contact you, they've struggled with their trees, they've moved into a property that wasn't properly maintained, and they give you a call, what can they expect when you show up?
Well, we like to ask a lot of questions. You know, we hope you don't mind if we have a clipboard and we're taking some notes as we go around your yard. We like to give a full evaluation. We've always said that, you know, prescription without diagnosis is malpractice. So we really like to find out what's going on before we start giving out random advice. And once we do that, we try to base all of our information on good research-based data, and including the ANSI standards for best management practices for tree care. And we've got really great qualified certified arborists on staff and love to really educate our customers as well as helping with their tree care.
And then you've got a little lanyard. Talk about your mulching real quick.
What's that?
Your mulching, like all your tree clippings? What you do with those?
We have lots of wood chips that we produce from our maintenance work that we do. And we have a list of people all over town who are on a waiting list to get some of those wood chips. So if you need some wood chips in your yard, get on our list. And when we're in your area, we'll drop you a truckload of some really nice wood chips.
That's Integrity Tree Service, itreeservice.com.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.